Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KT, why don't we have a little bit of fun right now with Mike Francesa Audio, a little thing we like to call Fun with Francesa.
Yeah, I mean, he set the internet on fire again, and props to our boss for sending this audio over. Mike Francesa, 65-year-old radio veteran. He's a legend in the Northeast. Well, today he's doing some Mets talk, as the Mets are currently in the playoff chase, all right? They're right in the thick of things. And he's trying to figure out the math for the last 44 games of the season. What do they need to do? What's their record need to be to finish the year? Hey, in front of a live microphone, let's do some math with Mike Francesa.
Let me give it to you exactly. So they've played 118. They have 44 games to play. How many games will it take? Let me think about this for a second. There's 61 and 57. Okay. They got 44 games to play. If they win 22 and 22, they got 83.
No.
That's not cutting it. That's 83-79. That's not getting you anything. So, you got to take 22, take four off that, go to 26, take four off that. That's 26 and 18. That's 89. I don't think yet. Take one more off there. I think it'll probably take 90 wins to get the wild card. Right? 61. 22 is 83. That'd be seven more. That's 90. Boy, that's playing really good. Well, it's better than 90. They have to play 29. That's pretty good baseball. I think it might take 90. 89 anyway. Eddie in Hoboken, what's up, Eddie?
Mike, I gotta tell you, listening to the dead air while you're doing math is one of the greatest things out there.
Okay.
It's the best. Thanks, guy.
That's what you stayed on the phone to do, you know. I mean, thanks for that. You know what? That's it. So, tell me, please, Eddie. Tell me now how to do a show. I haven't figured that out yet.
Thanks.
Give me some pointers. I need them.
I don't understand. Are there East Coast radio execs going, "Oh man, this is such good radio. This is great." Now do the Francesa.
That's pretty good baseball.
The way he does math by himself on the air. That's how you win.
You said, dude, do the Francesa like it's a dance move.
I totally get the idea of caller-driven radio if they're just going to call in and rip an old guy that's lost it.
That's pretty funny.
Keep fastball. It quick like that. It was good.
Did you hear Eddie's sign-off? Thanks, guy.
I mean, I don't understand. Now, Francesa, if you wanted to talk about that, you could have, before you got on the air, done the math.
Thanks, guy.
You could have... You could have done the math before you got on the air.
No.
And who is anyone else on the show? He's like, yeah, right? Right? And no one's answering. Is anyone there?
He's got a producer. So we do this. You and I do this all the time. I do this all the time. If there's something that's happening on air that needs to happen, I'll ask KT or Shippy to look it up for us.
Or you'll say, hey, let's figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. Let's you guys talk amongst yourselves or whatever.
Right. It's instead of hearing, I mean, you can literally hear just the gears grinding in his head. Occasionally you can hear the pen on the piece of paper.
Thanks, guy.
It's so just completely unaware that anyone is really listening to you.
It's such bad math, too.
It is bad.
Such bad math.
Oh.
83 hey, plus 4 is 87, Mike, not 89.
How important do you think you are if you think people just need to listen to you do math? Stopping the show. I gotta sit here and do all this math. By the way, we mentioned this earlier, the breaking news. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are okay after the plane crash in Tennessee. You mentioned that. No one killed or seriously injured. You can go to 105throughthefan.com to get more information. But I mean, it's like, I don't understand how somebody thinks that's good. And he makes a ton of money, right?
Oh, he makes a ton of money. And that's why he doesn't have to be good. They keep paying him millions of dollars to do that. And apparently people continue to listen to that. That is the very audio equivalent to a blanket. I mean, if that's comforting to someone that's listened to that their whole life, that they want to zero in on that, man. Have at it, because if the numbers are there and the money's there, absolutely, man. Keep paying him for that. I mean, if that's what's gonna win for you, go for it, baby.
I can't listen to that. I wouldn't want. My time is too valuable to sit there and listen to a guy do math by himself in his head on the radio.
He totally sounds like the old male version of Rosie O'Donnell too. Whenever I hear him talk, I hear is the way Rosie O'Donnell talks.
Man,
it's just so blowhardy New York.
And we've had fun with this for a while. That's why the Fun with Francesa segment started. Do you have any other great Francesa gold?
I actually do. I really want to do this one, and then I want to get to the Leighton Vander Esch stuff. Shippy, cut 33 here. This is Mike Francesa from the past talking over a caller who complains that he always talks over callers.
Some of my friends, the only thing that they have to say that's negative about you. Sometimes you talk over.
Listen. I've been doing this so long. I'm not going to worry if they get angry at me. What can I tell you? They'll live with it, or they won't listen. That's all. I mean, I can't worry about it at this stage. You know, guys, I'm not going to change who I am. I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm going to do it the way I do it, and that's it. Until I'm done doing it. That's all. And you know, let the chips fall where they may. I'm not worried about it.
That is exactly what we were just talking about. I don't have to be good. It doesn't matter. They are paying me to come on here and do this, and they're paying me so handsomely that I will sit here and I will think about math out loud as if nobody's listening, and it doesn't matter.
Incredible. All right, you have a story about a wolf. What the hell is going on with this?
Yeah, okay, so there was a story that was circulating on social media. I saw it on today.com. My wife had sent me to this, but it reminded me of so many conversations that we've had, and it's a story about a family that was camping, a family of four, mom, husband, and two young kids, very young kids, that are in a tent in Banff, Florida, which is a really, really nice area. I've gone near there.
I've been to Banff.
Okay, so you know the deal. It's up there, mountains, it's beautiful, gorgeous country. And so they're actually camping out on a campground. So it's not like they're just off in the wilderness by themselves. This is a place where people camp.
Okay.
So the mom posted all this on Facebook. She was woken up, and here's her quote. It was like something out of a horror movie as a wolf attacked the family in their tent. And she said her husband, Matt, literally threw his body in front of me and the boys and fought the wolf as it ripped apart our tent and his arms and hands. We were screaming for help as he was fighting it and trying to save us for what felt like an eternity. She goes on to explain that, you know, the husband's obviously trying to save his family. The wolf started to drag Matt away while I was pulling on his legs, trying to get him back.
Oh!
All right. Now, the kids, I'm looking at a picture of the family. The kids, the oldest kid probably looks like he's 7 at the oldest. So these are little kids. I cannot and don't think I'll ever be able to properly describe the terror.
So as she's screaming for help and the wolf is dragging her husband off and she's pulling on the legs, which that sounds horrific, a camper that just got lucky that it wasn't him is camping in a tent with his wife. And so he hears someone screaming for help. So he grabs a lantern and goes running, going, "I'm coming, I'm coming." Sees the wolf, runs up and kicks the wolf in the hindquarters. And the wolf lets the guy go and takes off into the forest.
Dude, good for him, because there's a chance you kick that wolf and now it turns its attention to eating you and your lantern.
Absolutely. And you know, that's just like an adrenaline moment, right?
And dude, we've talked about this. Wolves are bad mofos, man. They're way more hardcore than, coyotes.
Coyotes. So here's what happened. The campground people said this wolf was underfed and a lone wolf. Just like Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover.
What does that mean? It was a lone wolf. So it was,
wolves in packs get food easier because they can attack as a collective.
Right.
So he was starving and malnourished, so he was probably
a little crazy.
I'm just going to attack this tent. So they found the wolf and actually killed the wolf.
Did he get a trial and everything, or
no?
They just straight to
It was frontier justice, Ben.
Oh.
But it reminded me of the conversation that we had with our own Leighton Vander Esch when we were in Oxnard, and we kind of got into because he's the wolf hunter, and we kind of got into that whole conversation about coyotes, wolves, and the like.
Coyotes, I always think of them as being a sickly kind of dog, like a sick dog, malnourished dog. They're kind of skittish. They're not really a danger. Like if you ran into a wolf, you might have reason to pause because it's about to go down, even you. But if you ran into a coyote, you wouldn't be worried, would you?
No.
Okay, why not?
I wouldn't say they're malnourished, like mangy dogs. It depends on where they are, and it depends on the time of year.
And mating season, they're dangerous, though.
Sir.
It's true.
Coyotes?
Yeah, that's true. That's why
I don't think Clayton believes that to be true. You're shaking him off right now.
So there was a Frisco, in Frisco, right by the Star, a couple streets away from it, there was like two or three coyote attacks. Not coyote attack.
Yeah. Are you blaming him for that?
No. I'm just saying, like, what he's saying makes a lot of sense. And the reason they look so mangy is Ben always says, because Ben doesn't take the coyote danger very seriously.
I don't take it very seriously.
It's because they've lost their hair, and he would know because he's from the great Northwest.
Is that the best use of Leighton Vander Esch's time?
He didn't seem very interested in talking football.
The Flintstones vitamins talk.
Yeah. Oh, that was really good.
Watching Vander Esch come off the field, he is just a football player made in a, you know, it's Weird Science. If you haven't seen Weird Science movie where these guys create the perfect woman, he's like that. He's just... Watching him amongst the other linebackers, he just seems he's a foot taller.
He's huge.
So fluid, so athletic. Mm-hmm. He's jacked up. He seems even more muscular this year. He just moves with such effortlessness. And he's just thinking football. He's thinking about lifting weights, playing football, and eating red meat. You know, it's like, and so when we're sitting there talking about all this stuff, he's just couldn't have been nicer, more polite. But he's like, what world is this? I'm happy to do this, but man, I would really rather go watch film. Couldn't be a nicer guy, but man, I love it. I love that he's Sean Lee part two. You know, Sean Lee is not, you know, like a country boy like that, but he's a football robot.
Okay, let's make random predictions. Do we think that both Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch signed second contracts with the Cowboys?
That's a robot?
I mean, I don't know that they can afford to. I mean, if you are paying, like, we talked about all the money you've got tied up in the offensive line already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're going to have four more. Think about it this way. You're going to have, if you want to control it that way, four more years, including this year of Leighton on his rookie contract.
Yeah, you don't have to sign Leighton until 2022.
The point is, if you're going to pay Dak 35, Amari 20, Zeke 15, you're already paying D-Law 20. You got all that money tied up in the line already. Connor Williams looks like a keeper too. It's like, okay, where you can't just have everything. Eventually, you start losing guys, and you have to say, okay, we've got to draft a replacement for Jalen or LVE because we can't afford to pay them. They're both two of the top linebackers in the game.
I think by the time Leighton's contract is up, I think a lot of those. I don't think Zeke will still have guaranteed money, and I think a couple of those linemen will probably be on smaller contracts. Because you think about that. 4 years, that's a really long time. That is a really long
time. Yeah, I'd be surprised if, like, Tyron was still around in 4 years.
He'll be around, just not at top dollar. Tyron's listening to Iran right now from Hawaii or whatever, going, yeah, we'll see about that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.